It is a Tuesday afternoon, Wyoming Sports Talk. Today we get to talk extreme fast pitch as we have 18 and under head coach Adam Galicia join us. And we were just chatting before we got on the air. Again, Mother Nature has been kind of the foe, even in my case too with my over 50 team. Well, we're trying to get games caught up.
Softball post six had to move their game up.
Weather unfortunately affects softball as well, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, that's tough around here. It's the last couple years has actually been pretty good. We haven't been weathered out too much until we get into late April, but yeah, this year we've already had two or three tournaments we've been weathered out of. So
now tough. Again, when people think of softball and if you've watched again collegiate fast pitch on ESPN, again, skin infield, dirt infield, and you got grass or turf in the outfield. And again, once the dirt gets any type of moisture, especially here, I've seen just a quick thunderstorm, and you got ducks already, skating on the pond, so to speak.
Yeah, a lot of those fields down in Colorado are the clay infields. And so, you get any moisture on them, that top inch is like walking around on grease. It's pretty bad. Yeah.
So with you being postponed due to the weather, what have you done to kind of, keep
them fresh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of practice. We were able to get in a couple exhibition games this last Saturday against Casper, who's going to be one of our top competitors or rivals from Wyoming, and it was nice to get them to come up, get a couple games in, and see where they're standing at this year. And it's going to be Casper and Gillette for us, as far as Wyoming, to see where we end up at the end of the year.
Give a little explanation. We're at least playing at home against the Wild Pride, or at least the team out of Casper. In those two games this past Saturday were exhibition games. Why were they exhibition and didn't reflect towards the official record for the Shine Extreme?
Well, and honestly, we actually do count those to our official record. It's since we play primarily U-AAA, we have we mark our U-AAA games as league-type games, and everything else is non-league. When we get to the end of the season, our state tournament is actually USA softball, USA sanction, and that's typically the only USA tournament we play. When we go to North Platte, Nebraska, it's a lot of USA softball. But I mean, we still do count those games toward our record. Normally, we get umpires, and it's all uniformed up, and teams go out to win.
In those two games this past Saturday, again, where you look at the first contest, 7-0 victory for the Cheyenne Extreme, and then game number two, 15-1, as you talk about your rivals, in-state rivals, kind of getting that litmus test of seeing where you are compared to the rest of Wyoming. But, I mean, it's not a bad test right there out of the gates to show off of what Cheyenne Extreme is going to be like, at least here in the state of Wyoming, on the softball ranks.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And like I said, Casper's, they got some good girls on their squad. They were actually missing their number one pitcher this last weekend. And you can tell they're going to be there in a few weeks. We're actually going to see them this weekend up in Loveland. They're probably not as in game shape as we are right now, but they're going to be there at the end of the year.
It's interesting you mentioned U-AAA and USA softball. And I know in my case I play in two different versions, but it's still baseball. I play NABBA in my over 50, and then when I go down to Arizona, I play Men's Senior Baseball League World Series. Is there a difference with USSSA and USA softball? Is rules what distinguishes the two?
So USA softball obviously is the sponsor of the USA Women's Fast Pitch, but there are differences in rules, and it's more into the area of substitutions. Like U-AAA, we can actually have 12 girls in the lineup. You can have a flex, DP flex. One player plays defense, one player hits. You can also have two extra hitters. Normally on Saturdays when it's pool play, you try to get as many people in the game as possible. For USA softball, it's different. It's basically by the book every day, and so it's literally 9 players that you can play at a time. So if you have a roster with 16, 17 girls, it's tough to get everybody playing time.
Is there a preference that you kind of prefer more one over the other, or which one is better for these young athletes, a part of your team, to get on to that next level, whether it is going to the collegiate level or maybe possibly semi-pro or something like that? I mean, what would be the better of the two for for your young ladies to kind of get prepared?
For us, for in our experience and my experience with coaching, I prefer the USSSA. Once we've gone to a couple national tournaments for USA, and the rules are, I mean, they're so strict, as in everybody has to have the same hair tie on. Everybody has to have the same whatever. Everything has to be exactly the same, and if it isn't, they got to take it off. So USSSA is a little more flexible. They do allow the girls the last 2 years to wear jewelry, which is a big thing. You know, in baseball, you see the older kids, you know, they get to wear their little bracelets mm-hmm. and that type of stuff. So that was a big thing for the girls. So it gives them a little bit more individuality, I guess.
Does USSSA, and I remember playing that, you know, here in town and down in Fort Collins, does that offer more as far as tournaments as opposed to USA softball? I mean, USSSA seems to brand themselves as we're bigger, we're better.
Yeah. So it kind of depends on what region of the country you live in. I mean, all of the Wyoming tournaments are USA-sponsored tournaments. Everything we do in Colorado, well, not all of them in Colorado, but majority of them in Colorado are USSSA. And for us, being as close as we are to Colorado, we have a tendency to just play USSSA. And it's tough because softball is, there's not as many competitive teams in Wyoming. So it's hard for us to travel up to over to Rock Springs or to Gillette or to Sheridan or and things like that when we know we're probably going to face one competitive team, maybe two. And between here and Denver, you know, there's 60 teams that we could play that are going to give us competition.
Looking at this past weekend where you had an exhibition game, and again, you know, UNA, we played the game too, and you hear the word exhibition or practice game. Getting up for it, yeah, I guess you can, but what's the message to the young ladies? And again, you got a great group of young ladies. What's the message to them? Hey, I know it's exhibition, but.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, you know, the thing I like about it is competitors are competitors. So when it's game time, they're going to play. And if you can't do that, you know, we're probably going to struggle if we're not going to do that. So, I mean, you can't simulate game-type stuff in practice, and when you're going against these teams, they want to get hits. They want to steal second. They want to do whatever they're going to do game-time situations. So, yeah, it's a benefit to us
and
to do
somebody
that.
In a different uniform yeah. than the extreme.
It's also not a bad thing to say, hey, you're going to go beat up a team out of Casper. That's always a good thing to say. But either way, though, at least looking from past this weekend up, at least this upcoming weekend down on Saturday, three games on your schedule, at least so far as an open tourney down there in Loveland, Colorado. The Blaze Invitational Open, where at least first game early in the morning, 11 a.m., Rocky Mountain Thunder. Then you also see the Colorado Pony Express, and then wrapping up with the USSSA Pride Elite. So three games there all on Saturday down there in Loveland. Just give us your thoughts. Just talk about what teams you're going to be seeing in this tournament coming up this weekend.
Well, it's going to be – this is an exciting weekend for me. You know, as a coach, we're stepping up in level. It's an open tournament. There's going to be a lot of A teams down there. A lot of the higher class B teams will be playing in this tournament. But there's a lot of A teams. And, you know, if coming out of pool play, we'll break into two separate brackets, championship brackets. And our goal is always to be in the high-level championship bracket and see what we can do. I'm pretty excited to for the girls to be challenged this weekend, you know, and to step up their game, and hopefully they will.
You know, and again, we asked this last week as well. Have you had the opportunity at least, and again, you know, with all of the technology today, have you had a chance to see any of these teams in game situations thus far?
So really there's nothing you can see on the internet, but I mean, we've one of the tournaments, you know, it was an A and a B tournament. And so you're, you know, when your game's over,
keeping an eye out,
you're keeping
yeah.
an eye, and you track them, and you go, and I go through and do the research and see who have they played, who compare, have they played anybody we played, how do they match up, that type of thing. It's still kind of early in the season because of a lot of the weather outs. So there's not a, you know, most everybody's played anywhere from 10 to 12 games. Now we're getting into the meat of the season. We're getting ready to get started. So, a couple of teams we played this weekend, there's not a lot of history on them yet. So, but you know, when they got A-ball type players, they're going to be very competitive.
When you're talking about at least now getting towards the meat of the season for the Cheyenne Extreme, something, you know, we haven't talked to you in a few weeks, but just give us the update or at least kind of situation with the Cheyenne Extreme. Health-wise, are we fully healthy right now, working off of injuries? I mean, what's kind of the status for the team?
So we still have a couple of injuries. We're waiting for some have a pitcher out of Torrington. We're waiting for her to work her way back in, hopefully within the next couple of weeks. Have another Torrington girl, Brittany Lopez, that, I mean, she's got a stick that it's crazy, but she's coming off an ACL injury, and so hopefully we're probably not going to see her till around the 1st of June. But health-wise for the rest of the team, other than the normal bumps and bruises and little stretches here and there, we're sitting pretty good. We're actually in a really good place right now.
Final thought for me, and again, thanks for dropping on by and chatting with us. And again, we're going to be talking with one of the key players of the Extreme. When you have practice, and again, you get to the, you're already into the meat of the season, but it's like, gosh, we got practice. Is fundamental still number one on your list? Is there a different fundamental that you try to teach at every practice, or you just lump them all in? Hey, we need to do this. We got to hit the cutoff. Blah blah blah.
So there's a lot of but you know, when I give practice information out, you know, I say skills and drills. This night we're going to focus on hitting. This night
so you give them a syllabus, huh?
Yeah, and so, but you have to incorporate. We're constantly searching for new drills. I mean, stuff to keep it interesting. It's a lot of the same drills, but different. If that makes sense, so the girls stay interested, and they still sometimes they still get bored. But I tell them, you know, this is the stuff that, you know, all of a sudden you get in the game situation, and you just, that's just who you are. That's the things you do, and it's exciting then.
And you know, I still receive emails from USA Softball, and obviously you do too. But is there things in there that you try to disseminate from the information that they send you? Is there? Do they present something new to you that you don't know?
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not always, but I'm always looking at all the information I get. There's a lot of different coaching websites I belong to, and so there's tons of information out there, and I've always told, you know, when I counsel people, whatever, if you think you know everything, you might as well give up the coaching business, because we're constantly learning. My son and I are, you know, we're always researching different things. And it may be the simplest drill, but it could be the biggest difference in a game.
Adam, we thank you so much. Adam Galicia, 18 and under extreme head coach, joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Go ahead, Nick.
I was going to say, thank him also, too, as well, for bringing in at least a new addition to the jersey wall here in 1480 K-Ray Studio, as it's pretty much full up by every other team here in Cheyenne, or at least around the region. I mean, we even got a Nevada one. But, again, thank you, Adam, for bringing in at least some representation for the Cheyenne Extreme as well, too, for folks to come and take a look at it as well.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And when we come back, we will have another special guest join us live in the studio right here on 1480 K-Ray.